Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. So I am your host, Jeff Verry. And today I have the pleasure of having Tim Hooper. There we go. Almost screwed up
Cooper,
your name.
Cooper right, works too.
Right out of the gate. That's awesome. And Tim, I was introduced to Tim at a speaking engagement that we were both at out in Eastern Virginia. And it was a great event with a bunch of agents, and his energy is amazing. I think you're going to get a lot of that through this session, and you can see through his smile and through his facial expressions just how much energy he has. And it's funny, he's got a book called Got Energy.
Got Energy, baby.
And it's a perfect title for him. So I'm going to let him do a little bit of an introduction for himself, talk really briefly about where you've come from, where you're going, what you're doing. But the energy is really just stuck with me. So
wow,
Tim, with that, go ahead. Let's hear the Reader's Digest of what you've got to offer the world.
Golly,
which is a lot.
You know, we're on the Lending Forward podcast. So at the end of the day, I've been doing sales coaching in the lending space for about 12 years.
Yeah.
Before that, I worked for a corporation, private corporation in the automotive space for 10 years, and I led their sales efforts and a mentor, still a good friend of mine. He told me, he said, he was using some of our sales protocol and things as he was talking to MIT and other business schools. And he said, Tim, you need to get outside of these four walls. And I was very loyal, 10 years there, had all of our kids there. I had gone back to school. I was a non-trad. Blue collar background. So, and my employer, a good friend of mine to this day, he had taught me about real estate and investing. He invested books into me. John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So he was a big book reader and invested a lot in me. So it was hard after 10 years to resign and walk away, but we launched Energy for Sales. Good. And then that took off. And where we got pulled in the most was in the mortgage space.
Awesome.
And then real estate. And because of that, then title. So, you know, in a nutshell, I do sales empowerment in the trifecta of real estate, mortgage, and title.
I love that.
And so anything when it comes to reimagining sales culture, when it comes to energizing your sales approach, I always say energize, you got to have an energized team, then you got to go execute, and then you got to evaluate, right? So we can make those crucial pivots. So that's me in a nutshell. If you really want to know the essence of Tim, it's when I'm not speaking and coaching, I'm with my four beautiful kids, my wife of 17 awesome. Years in Central Virginia. People always ask, how did you land in Central Virginia? God wink.
There you go.
long story, but we've put down some permanent roots in Central Virginia. We love it. And I think it was an event out in Tidewater, and it was incredible. You were speaking right after me.
Yeah.
So I was trying to prep, and I heard you came in and grand slammed it. So,
well, I mean, you queued me up. You got everybody excited and energized, and I had a really good audience at that point to just go in there and slam it home. Yep. But Godwink, you mentioned Godwink, and I told you we had a little conversation before, and I told you I was going to tell a story about that. And I will tell you, I went on a mission trip, and it was first of all, it was domestic, and it was in the Western Virginia, or the western part of Virginia. We swapped, you know, different years, and we would take our middle school youth kids out there. And it was called the Jeremiah Project, still going on. It's a wonderful program. And it teaches kids that they can actually be a productive part of, you know, helping people. And, you know, it was a lot of elderly, and it was a lot of people who just didn't have anything.
Wow.
I can't even say didn't have money. Like, they didn't have anything. And one of the things that we did when we had the whole group together is we would talk about God signs. And and it's really funny. At the beginning of the week, like, there weren't many stories. But then as the week went on, like, every day there were and more God signs. And I loved it because what you focus on expands. And we all know that, right? Yeah. But that happens in everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
So good, especially for this, and just being very practical.
Yeah.
Especially for our industry.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a national player up in Rockville, Maryland, not too long ago, and he flies veterans. So he's a pilot. We were talking about airplanes before we got on here. He's a pilot, flies veterans around. So they do volunteer work. And basically he's like at the top of the charts because he says yes to everything that they need a pilot for. He loves flying, literally loves flying. But he told me, he said, Tim, anytime I start getting a bad attitude, and he leads this national company in the title and mortgage space primarily.
Yep.
But he said, when I start feeling grumpy, that's the word he used. He said, I just look and ask myself, when did I fly last? And usually it's, I haven't flown for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he said, I just go check myself back into fly. Cause he said, when I see a veteran get on a plane, paraplegic, like missing limbs, he said, it puts everything in perspective. And to the Jeremiah Project, you take your kids to see, you don't even have to go to a third world country anymore.
No.
Like go somewhere in our own country where there's just poverty, and it puts everything in perspective.
Absolutely.
And that gratitude. But we also were talking about Og Mandino.
Yeah.
And greeting the world with love, right? Love in our eyes. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about when you have that intentionality to put something out, you're transmitting something, that love, that radiance, you're also heightening your frequency to pick up on the receiver, right? So when you put yourself in the way and God brings those moments for your kids to be empowered, for you to be empowered, for your whole perspective on life, man, you come back to this industry and all these headlines that we all like to talk about and the, political stuff, the election year, all that just kind of dies down a little bit when you realize there's people that can't even put two pennies together and even hope to ever afford a home. Like, what are we complaining about? So I love that, man.
You mentioned awesome. Frequency and I love that. And, you probably listen to Ed Milet.
Yes. Yeah. Love Ed.
Love Ed. One of my favorites in the space, and he puts it all out there and he's not afraid to be who he is. And, I think knowing you, the way I know you, and we've gotten to know each other since that speaking engagement, like I know you're that person too. Yeah. You're not afraid to put yourself out there. Neither am I.
I tell people it leaks out.
Yeah.
It's like drinking coffee. You get coffee breath, man. Try a glass of wine. Everyone knows. It's like you spend a little bit of time with your creator, it's going to leak out. So it is good. But we're all called to bigger purposes, I think, sometimes than we allow ourselves to believe. But but it's cool. It's good being here with you, Jeff.
Yeah.
And what you guys are up to with the Lending Forward podcast is a lot of fun and great to listen along. So if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Thanks for that plug, Hey, you've got a big event coming up.
We do.
And I think it's at the right time, at the right year.
Yep.
And I love what you're going to be focusing on. Let's tell everyone about it.
Yeah. So it's October 1st and 2nd.
Yep.
Up in Northern Virginia. We're going to be in the go on the website and find it. It'll be in the show notes somewhere. But we're going to be up in the Capital One building, I believe, for one of the days. But it's a 2-day. The first day is going to be, high energy, where you need to be focused. The second day is going to be workshop style.
Good.
We just doffed our coats right before we got on the podcast. So let's just go cash, right?
Yep.
It's going to be roll your sleeves up, crack your laptop. We're going to actually take action. But it's called Accelerate. And then we kind of coined the do.
Yep.
Not try. So do not try, but do, semicolon, not try. And why we went with that was because we are coaching around the trifecta, like I shared.
Yep.
And we just did this AI 2-hour, how to leverage AI. Brad Inman said, he was asked, will AI replace real estate agents? And he said, he thought about it for just a second, then he said, AI is not going to replace real estate agents, but the real estate agents leveraging AI will replace those who aren't. And the thing about AI is it's here to stay. Mm-hmm. And AI is not necessarily a surrogate agent. AI, I tell people, is like a calculator. For high math, right? You go grab your calculator and compute something for you. And
absolutely.
So for 2 hours, and this is just a very practical, for 2 hours, my brother, Andrew, who works in the industry, he coaches alongside of me. Yep. We're doing this 2-hour intensive with real estate agents and a line afterwards for the Q&A piece. And multiple people said, we were down in Atlanta for a 3-day AI workshop. And in 2 hours, we took more out of this than we did for 3 hours in the investment and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And what we realized, and we said, thank you for sharing that. And then we followed up with, so what was different?
Yeah.
Help us understand what was different. They're like, it was very philosophical. It went through all the stuff. They said, in this one, you told us the why, the ROI in my sales process, and then also plugged up your phone and showed us how to go step by step and actually shared your playbook. So yeah. It was very demonstrative.
Yep.
And I realized that, so the event Accelerate, why we chose that word was over the next 30, and whenever you listen to this podcast, you know, somewhere in summer of 2024, maybe you're listening to this in 10 years in 2034, but you know, hopefully it's one of those timeless podcasts, but in the summer of 2024, with everything we are being faced with in our industry, some of us are going to think and buy into that. If rates do a certain thing, or if a certain person gets elected, we're gonna it'll right itself, and I'll be better, and we're gonna take our foot off the gas. Mm-hmm. So we chose Accelerate, but then I got to thinking, I'm like, a lot of people want to accelerate, and a lot of people think they're accelerating, and that's where in your coaching, Jeff, I know you lean into this: is are you busy or are you productive?
Absolutely.
And so with acceleration, I always say, but are you pointed in the right direction? Because if my car is facing a brick wall and I mash the gas pedal down, it's not going to be fun.
No point.
I'm going to be testing my airbags, right? And I feel like a lot of people in this industry are they want to accelerate, but they're testing airbags. It's like, are you actually pointing in the right direction? Not jumping after every shiny object out there.
Goodness, yeah.
So many marketing companies right now, this little thing will do all this stuff for you. And what happens is we spend a couple weeks on this one, then we go subscribe to this one, and then after we get our Apple bill and all these subscriptions are coming out, right? And we've got all this stuff going on, and we're like, all these gadgets and shiny objects, and none of it really generated and equated to a sale, like an actual conversation with a home buyer that led to an actual deal.
Yep.
So we got to start with the end in mind and then work backward. What will actually accelerate me into more sales conversations, leveraging AI, leaning into video communication, which is preferred now, and then also new sales methods that I think post-pandemic we have to lean into. And some of us are, I'm all about the sales fundamentals, Jeff, you know that.
Yeah.
But the fundamentals and how we carry them out has changed.
Absolutely.
The actual method of carrying out the sales fundamentals have changed. So it's a lot of fun. But anyway, I appreciate you shouting out the event. But you know, more than you're welcome to attend the event, if you're listening, if you catch this podcast before October. But all that to aside, where are you pointing? And are you able to accelerate in that direction?
Yeah. And you said something very simple in there, but it's so right that, you know, post COVID is a completely different environment. And, you know, we're all learning it, you know, and most people know that there's pre-COVID and there's post-COVID, right? We all live through things that we never thought we would live through.
Never want to live through again.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we don't do that with the bird flu and all that other stuff that's coming. You know, who knows? But, you know, fingers crossed, we're good.
Right.
But the, you know, you mentioned in our conversation before, like, that people are trying to find their pre-COVID, you know, foot again,
right?
Their footing. But that's not the same.
Right.
It is different post-COVID.
Yeah.
It is, you've got to find the things that are going to work now. Right. Like, for example, I mean, most people didn't know that you could do virtual everything. You can.
You can. Right.
Yeah.
And I say the world is Zoomable.
Yeah.
The world is absolutely Zoomable. We all, I still meet with people. If you've listened to any of my sales podcasts out there, I know FNF has one. We just dropped one on the Hanging with the Hoopers podcast. And any podcast I've ever been on, I usually go into the whole, what's my number one ask when I'm meeting with, like, if you want to revolutionize your sales right now, it's lean into connecting with a segmented data, like pick in your database, who are the most likely to connect with and have a sales conversation, and then go drive hard to have a sales conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, until you do that, you're not selling.
Yeah.
your post trying to go viral on TikTok is not selling. Like, go get belly to belly and have a sales conversation. When you actually go with that end in mind, you will find the gaps in your sales process.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, my number one ask for anybody I ever want to talk to is virtual coffee.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, why do I want to drive across town and rearrange a location and all that? Like, the world has changed. Yeah. You know how many leaders I get on a 30-minute virtual coffee? Easy peasy. Now, you have to drive for it and be persistent, but that's my call to action.
Yeah.
But you know why I share that story or why I share my call to action and number one sales strategy is when I get on with a leader, Jeff, you'd be shocked how many actually are joining, some business leader somewhere are joining. And it's not their Zoom. Like their Zoom was messed up. They couldn't log in. So they'll, first and foremost, they get on, they got their coffee. It's early morning. We're getting on. I got my coffee. I'm like, hey man, cheers. Very casual. Just want to have coffee with you. Just get to know you. You know, my message on LinkedIn said, I want to hear your vision for growth, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, now you got to explain something to me. Who's Zachary? And it's like, oh, that's my 10-year-old son. Blah, 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 blah. Why do I tell this stupid story? Because the world is Zoomable. Yeah. We all had to get on and we're all okay. And so many of us haven't even asked our database. Could you jump on a Zoom with me?
Yep.
Right? And so just rethinking some of the way we can accelerate sales. But anyway, the world's Zoomable. It's changed. We always use the term new normal.
Yeah.
All throughout the pandemic. Oh, it's the new normal. It just got so overused, but I'm like, just evolve. Like, it's not, you can't go back. It's not going to be, I'm not guessing it's going to be the pandemic again. We learned so much through it, but it's just a new time.
Yeah.
Everything is a season. It's a new time. And millennials and Gen Zs are making up the majority of your audience right now, your new home buyers. So evolve, change, lean into it. And also I just figuring out where they want to meet you, you know?
Yeah. Meet them where they want to meet.
The world's Zoomable, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that said, it is nice to be shoulder to shoulder, belly to belly, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's still nice to have those moments.
How long have I worked with you guys here at Lamp Bay? And it's first time in the world headquarters was just not, you know, like belly to belly, man, but it's been so much virtual. It's crazy. Yeah. So,
yep. But at some point, the new normal becomes a normal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's finding what that new normal is to make it normal.
It really is.
Yep.
It really is. Being able to evolve and just leaning in. And one thing I will say, too, is just surround yourself with the people. And that's why, Jeff, I love hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. Right? When I get around you, some of you is rubbing off on me.
Yeah.
And I in my book, you mentioned God energy. Mm-hmm. I break it down to three musts for an energized life.
Yep.
And it really plays along with if you want to accelerate in your life. There's three musts because acceleration, you need that energy. You need that drive internally, not somebody pushing your car. You need an engine that's working and well-oiled.
Absolutely.
And energy is your internal driver. But there's three musts, and it's perspective, ownership, and accountability. Perspective is all about mindset. What am I doing every day to feed the most fertile garden in the universe, our mind? What am I doing to feed that? To start out with intention for positivity. The world's going to react to me, but I'm going to proact to the world first. Yep. And then ownership. How am I taking ownership with what's important to me? My high value activities. We coach teams, sales teams, we go deep. And you would be shocked how many don't have a curated specific set of non-negotiable high value activities.
Mm.
Like what drives your sales?
Yeah.
And it's, well, this and that and the other. Okay, what are your high value activities that you're going to do every day, non-negotiable, no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
That set, like you have to build that set and take ownership of it.
Yeah.
And then the accountability. So I can have perspectives and I can get in an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I can become an optimistic, non-realistic, no feet on the ground kind of a person because I got in my own echo chamber. I've known great perspective. People who took radical ownership and blew their whole life because they had no accountability of people looking into their picture frame and helping them identify gaps, helping them see things they didn't see, helping mentor them in ways they needed mentored or showcasing. So you know, that's why I lean into to guys like you, Jeff, because it's the external looking in, similar tracks, but it's like, hey, have you thought about this? Hey, here's, hey, I want to give you this, my favorite book, you know? And so, hey, shout out to the greatest salesman in the world. Thanks for that, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, perspective.
Not that it was the first time you hearing about that book, because it wasn't, but it is kind of funny that you gave away your copy and now you got a new copy.
Another Godwink.
I do think that it's important.
Yeah.
I carry that book just about everywhere I go.
Wow.
Yep.
And I like what you said earlier. Yep. You said it's your it's like an affirmation. So when you talk about perspective and setting that, just having good go-tos, good. I mean, this is like you could read this in like an afternoon.
You could.
Fair, yeah.
Or you could read it in 10 months as designed. Like it's, you know, I tell the people, scrolls. I show them the book and I'm like, this is designed to be read in 10 months. And they're like, what? That's a really small book. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I had not realized that.
Yeah. So I was introduced to that book about, I don't even know how many times before I actually bought it. And then I was introduced to it many more times before I actually read it.
Wow.
And it took hearing Matthew McConaughey was the last person who really took a deep dive on it on a podcast. And he said how he read it and he said how much it changed his life. And at this point, I'd already bought it.
McConaughey?
And
it
was, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And all right, I'd already, all right, all
yeah,
right.
There you go. So I'd already bought it and it was awesome. Sitting on my desk and it was like, okay, gotta read it. And I dove into it and I read it over 10 months the way it's designed and life-changing.
Wow.
Life-changing.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Another thing that you talked about in there is that, you know, you greet the day in the way that it's proactive first, or you should.
Yeah.
And I can tell, you know, knowing you and, you know, just looking at you, like you take care of yourself and you have the non-negotiables that you have with yourself as well. Yeah. It's one of the favorite things to coach on is, you know, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
protect the asset.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because everything either gives you energy or it takes energy away from you. And you can't just have everything taking energy away from you without filling up your cup.
Yeah.
You've got to fill yourself with energy.
Especially in this industry where the plug in is real.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be the mortgage banker who is accessible. Like that's one of the number one. When I ask salespeople in this industry, real estate agents, mortgage bankers, when I ask them, what do your best clients say about you? What's your number one strength? Accessibility is like the number one thing thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we help them rephrase that in a way that matters to new prospective clients because accessible, all your competitors say that. But what does that look like for you? And a lot of them, I'll say, what does that look like? Well, I sleep with my phone under my pillow. And it does come down. There's some inner work there. There's some fear of letting go. There's some setting expectations. There's some being proactive in communication of when I'm going to. But then there's always in this industry the chance that you're going to take that phone call in the middle of a soccer game. Like you're gonna have those deals. And so I just think that in this industry, it is so important that you have, and it doesn't always happen on your terms, but you have to have the unplugged time to build yourself. To grow yourself, to read, to listen, to actually do some skill development. Yeah. I think we get to a certain level and we plateau, and there's a skill that if we learn to take us to the next level, but we're just too busy and too plugged in.
Yeah.
So I always refer back to this very simple analogy. If you're going to say yes to something, like something new, you got to say no to something. You have to, you got to find that harmony. So if you're going to say yes to this new thing, before you ever commit or say yes or put it on, just, okay, what can I nix?
Yeah.
And oftentimes, and this is why it gets harder, the more growth we have, is because we've been learning to say yes to good things.
Yeah.
So at some point in our life, we're going to have to say no to a good thing.
Yep.
We're going to have to grow ourselves or build a team or delegate some accounts, delegate some relationships that we built, we grew. So as you grow, lean into just being able to grow yourself, protect the asset.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot pour from an empty cup.
No.
Like we hear it. It's cliche, but it's so true.
It's so true.
So, just a challenge to all you guys and listening, gals listening, protect the asset. Yeah. Stay energized, fill up.
Yeah. And it's crazy when you really dig into people who are uber successful, right? The amount of focus that they put on saying no, it's crazy. But that's how some people are super successful is they say no to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But when they say yes, it's because they've said no, so they have the ability to say yes.
Yeah.
You know, I do that with my wife. You know, when I learned this concept, and my coach taught me a long
time
ago.
Say yes to your wife.
Yeah. That, happy wife, happy life. I always say that. But, you know, when I got coached on the I'll say heck yes and heck no, right? Yeah. Yeah. So other terms for it out there, but you've got to be able to say no so that you can say yes. Yeah. And, you know, if I, you know, because a lot of the things, you know, we've got four kids as well. And so I know how busy you are. And
full time.
You've got a lot of things going on. Yeah. And when it comes to your personal time, you know, away from work and, yeah. and away from family, yeah. like there's only so many things you can fit in.
Right.
So you can't say yes to those things that are really important if you don't say no a lot to a lot of other things.
Right.
Yeah. So we have that agreement that yeah. when we say no to something, we go share it with each other.
Yeah.
When we need to say yes to something or we feel compelled or driven to say yes to something, yeah. we go share it with each other.
And just sharing, right, goes back to accountability. Yeah. And that could be a team leader. That could be yep. somebody on your team direct report that you need to hold you as a leader accountable so that they're freeing you up or blocking you or playing block for you so mm-hmm. you can focus on those things. Same thing in a marriage to be successful. Yeah. Have those difficult conversations, even when it's like, hey, I said no to this so I could say yes to this, or I'm going to say yes to this. We're going to have those, because when you can be in agreement and get alignment,
yeah.
your life, a lot of friction
yep.
exits your life. And friction... Awesome. We talked about accelerate.
Yeah.
Friction is what dampens yeah. our acceleration, our build a momentum. So.
Yeah, and it's all about partnering.
Yeah.
I think that's the key word.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to partner. You know, you can't, and it goes with everybody you just mentioned. It goes for, you know, coworkers, it goes for teammates, it goes for spouses, you know, significant others, yeah. whatever. You've got to partner.
Yeah.
And partnering means that you're real with each other.
Yeah.
You know, you're honest and you come up with ideas and you brainstorm and, you know, you have those tough conversations.
Yeah.
But too many people try to avoid those.
Yeah. And yep. it goes back to what you said, like, be okay with saying no. There's a great book called Start With No.
Yeah.
And powerful read, very freeing mm-hmm. when you can actually always come back and say yes.
Yeah.
But to learn to start with no.
Yeah.
To slow yourself down, to give your mind the margin to think things through.
Absolutely.
Very, very powerful. So this has been a lot of fun, Jeff.
It has, Tim. So
acceleration.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get the information out there
about
your event, you know, and how to connect with you
Perfect.
On social and all that. So I've got to ask you a question. It's how we end all our episodes.
Yeah.
And the world listening wants to know, how are you lending it forward for the rest of this year?
Yeah, for sure. So my sales compadres and I, we are doubling down on the amount of education we're putting out there.
Good.
For us, we're making every attempt possible to not only show up and lead events, but also when we're being asked to coach, I can only coach a certain amount of one-on-one. So creating right now some cohort opportunities, we're trying to maximize the ability for people to take, because, you know, there's certain things, the processes that we see working. I cover a multi-state region.
Yeah.
So I'll see processes working here and it's like the mastermind effects there. So it's trying to open that up. So we do live podcasts. We're doing this. We're leaning into the industry. We're speaking at all the association events, just bringing it out. You know, some of our you know, trainings where we're getting CE because we feel like that's the step and then one
Good.
Extra step for real estate. And so we're trying to go with the education. One of my buddies, Ryan Estes, he said this. He said in sales, in the new sales method, he said creating valuable things is great. That's where you need to be. But he said the next evolution is co-creating valuable things.
Absolutely.
So when we start thinking about what does that look like? What does that look like with mortgage bankers? What does that look like with real estate agents? What does that look like with title companies? And it's pretty beautiful when you start having those conversations of not like, hey, here's something I'm prescribing to you.
Oh my goodness.
But hey, what are you guys doing around boom? It's a common thing in our industry.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for this? And then they start talking like, what if we could, and you start doing that and you build something together. That's how we're lending. It's fun.
Oh,
it is really, really fun to lend it forward that way with it, making more education available to people.
Good. And I will tell you, you touched on something there that I heard during one of our masterminds from one of our top people. They said that it was truly magical when they went from providing stuff and information and content to their agents
Wow.
to asking their agents what kind of content they
Novel
want.
Idea.
What? Yeah. What a simple concept. But that's not what people do.
Right.
That's not what people do. Right. We like to think that we have to be the only ones and we have to take control of it. And we have to say, this is what we're giving you. This is what we're providing.
Or just get it so perfect before we deliver it to the world. And by the time we deliver, Seth Godin says, by the time we actually ship it, the world's done passed us by. And we're perfecting something. Perfection is the enemy of none.
Yeah.
It is. But absolutely. I know we got to bring this plane to land. But yes, educate, no joke. To lend it forward. Co-create with those people in your industry. We all have affiliates, referral partners. Go co-create with them right now to the home buyer, the consumer's best interest.
Absolutely.
If we'll get really focused on that, we'll lend it forward well.
Well said. Tim, thank you so much.
Jeff,
I can't thank you enough for doing this and being here and sharing your energy and keep on doing that with the world. The world needs it.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.